Senator Rafferty, Representative Brennan and the Cultural and Educational Affairs Committee. I thank you for allowing me to testify.
Hi.
Hi. Senator Rafferty, Representative Brennan and the Cultural and Educational Affairs Committee. I thank you for allowing me to testify. My name is Dr. Paul Berkner. I'm a board certified pediatrician. I'm the medical director for the Student Health Services at the University of New England. And I'm the president of a group called the Maine Concussion Management Initiative. It is in these roles that I address you today. I'm testifying neither for nor against LD 1042. I thought it would be helpful first to provide you with some history to as you consider this bill before you. Please note that at times I will be using the term mild traumatic brain injury in place of concussion for the purposes of this testimony that refer to the same thing. A little bit about MCMI, which is Maine Concussion Management Initiative. We were formed in 2009 as things changed nationally around the management and evaluation of concussions. A group of people in the state of Maine, physicians, athletic trainers, healthcare administrators, athletic directors got together to help improve what we were already doing in the state. Since that time, MCMI has provided or educationed over 1,000 providers within the state on the best practices for concussions, hosted countless community educational sessions, and provided access to the latest concussion management tools for high schools and middle schools in the state of Maine. And to really work to understand how this injury occurs and how we can help reduce the number of these injuries in the state of Maine. In 2012, as Representative Brennan referenced, LD 1873 was put into law for the schools to help best manage this injury. This law established model policies for all schools to implement around the four critical areas of concussion identification and management. These are referred to as the four R's. Recognize, to ensure that students who sustain a concussion are recognized. This involves educating coaches, parents, students, and school administrators on the signs and symptoms of concussions. Respond, to remove students who sustain a suspected concussion from activities immediately. Recover, to provide resources within the school to support the student's recovery. Schools were instructed to implement concussion management policies, which included concussion management teams to manage students' academic accommodations, the most important part of their recovery. Return, to establish consistent return to school and consistent return to sport guidance. To understand how each school district addressed implementation of LD 1873, MCMI surveyed 136 out of 151 schools statewide in 2015 and 16. Overall results of that were very positive. The model policy for concussion management has been adopted by 99% of the schools in the state of Maine. An immediate removal and evaluation of students suspected of concussions was implemented by 100% of the schools that we surveyed. Schools did struggle in a couple of areas. A plan for gradual return to school was only in 68% of the schools. And return to athletics was only in 84%. The third area that they struggled with was accessing providers who could help them manage this injury. Across the state, that was probably the biggest piece that we were missing. And that's what we've spent the past 12 years on, is educating providers. LD 1873 also established the Concussion Working Group, which has been meeting monthly since 2012. This group is led by Emily Poland, the school nurse consultant for the Department of Education, includes the MPA, the Maine Athletic Trainers Association, Maine Chapter of the Brain Injury Association, the Maine School Management Association, MCMI, and other stakeholders. In 2021, the legislature passed LD 104. The purpose of this law was to better understand who was injured, how they were injured, and how long it took for students to return to school and sports. This law specifically charged the Maine DOE and the Maine Principals Association with tracking concussions and reporting that to the Education Committee. I believe you've received a report from us in the recent past. On a yearly basis. To help facilitate this reporting requirement, MCMI created the Head Injury Tracker Program, This is a free web-based platform that individuals within the schools can use to record student data, de-identified, and report this information back to the main DOE. The HIP platform provides a centralized concussion tracking system schools can use to internally, schools can use this to internally understand the high-risk activities and create mitigation strategies within their schools on, to mitigate that risk. The main DOE can use this data to identify statewide trends and target resources, particularly for underserved and marginalized communities. Today, approximately 50 schools have enrolled in the HIP project and are providing data. The data, although very incomplete, has given the main DOE important insights into the effects and concussions it has on students. For example, on average, students miss about 7 days of full school participation with this injury, and up to 21 days or 3 weeks of athletic participation. As this database grows, we expect to become an even more powerful tool in our efforts to address and avoid MTBIs among Maine youths. In summary, LD 1873 and LD 104 have had significant positive impacts. They codify the school's identification and management around students who sustain an MTBI, and they have allowed us to better understand the who, what, when, where of MTBIs in Maine. MCMI applauds Senator Baldacci's effort to increase the scope of care for children who suffer an MTBI. We have some suggestions and questions that hopefully strengthen this effort. Terminology. The term head injury is not appropriate for the issue we are dealing with. A head injury can run the gamut from a bruise to an open skull fracture. We believe the true focus of this legislation is mild traumatic brain injuries or concussions. Return to play protocols. The bill mentions a return to play protocol that lasts no less than 7 days. To date, the return to play protocol, supported by several national and international consensus statements, the Concussion and Sports Group in 2017, and the National Athletic Trainers Association position statement, include a 5-day progression, not and returned on day six. Healthcare providers, this has been a real issue, as I talked about, trying to train providers across the state who can diagnose and manage concussions. In the current law, it says a licensed person who is trained in the evaluation and management of head injuries within the scope of the person's practice. I urge you to consider the language to be changed to a licensed healthcare provider who can diagnose a concussion within their scope of practice and is trained in the evaluation and management of concussions. The scope. MCMI appreciates the effort to focus on the next frontier of childhood MTBIs, those that occur outside of athletic participation and outside of school. This current bill includes all aspects of childhood MTBI, many of which are outside the school's control. How will this be enforced and who will oversee the outside school portions? If it is implemented, it'd be really important for the concussion education to be, concussion education for coaches, families, and children. We agree with that. We want that to occur. We've had that in the school system since we started LD 1873. But how will that be implemented across youth groups? How will that be? Who will do it? How will it be tracked, et cetera? And the return to learn. That's been one of our biggest focuses as a committee, is trying to understand what the return to learn is, how this impacts on a child's educational experience. When children go to school, they have one job, and that is to succeed in school. This is one of the few injuries that really impacts on their ability to learn. So how do we do that? How do we get them back to school? And how do we make sure that they don't miss any more days? I also want to do one last thing, which is obesity. I think one of the things that there's always this push that concussion rules are to reduce activity. We can't reduce our children's activity anymore. Concussions are part of what occur in people's lives. And our goal is to make sure that we do it in a safe, we make sure that children are safe. We thank Senator Baldacci for his attention to this important topic. And we are happy to help to answer any questions or help in any future sessions around this issue.